On the 25th of February 2021, the Oyo State Governor, Engineer Seyi Makinde, commissioned the Awotan Landfill Project in Ibadan, the Oyo State capital. The Clean and Green Project was meant to solve the long-standing problems of waste management in the state and also increase the state's internally generated revenue through waste recycling, which was one of the main focus of the project. But how well has the project fared, especially in achieving the aim for which it was started? I am Adebayo Are. I welcome you to this episode of Digging Deep on Agidigbo 88.7 FM, Ibadan. The contractor to whom the Awotan and Ajakonga landfill project was awarded, Mr. Idowu Salawu, explained that the motive behind the proposal of the Clean and Green project to the Oyo State government was to turn around the waste management history of the state, from being one of the dirtiest states in the country to an even cleaner state. In order to achieve this, the contractor noted that he had to identify where the waste management problem lies and what to do to address it.
Yes, he said there was a problem of waste management, and we were contacted. And we looked inward, what was the problem? We carried out a reconnaissance survey, and we found out that they don't have the right equipment for the club. We wrote to the landfill in Ibadan and not motorable. People are just collecting money, that they are PSP, they are just collecting money, they are not doing the job the way it should be done. So we now need to rethink the system and how we introduce the clean and green. And what do we mean by clean and green? That is, you remove the waste adequately as at when due. You improve the capacity of the PSU to be able to acquire the right equipment. Then you do the access road, and that's why what led to our water aqueduct road being constructed. Then you remove the pump site into landfill, which was the first phase. That's what we've done.
We checked to see if the Oyo State government's aim of a clean and green environment in the state has achieved any success whatsoever. We visited one of the markets that used to be the dirtiest in Ibadan, the Oyo State capital, Agodi Gate Market of Ibadan North Local Government, where traders used to dump their refuse in the middle of the road for the waste management authorities to pick, thereby leaving the whole place in an extremely dirty condition before the Oyo State government introduced the Clean and Green project. The traders in the Agodi Gate Market explained that the Clean and Green projects has so far helped to keep the market cleaner compared to what it used to be during the previous administrations in the state, as they now have a refuse dumping truck where they dump their wastes for the waste management authorities to pick.
Today, okay, now I'm always cleaning my, tidying my place. The way I'm selling my markets, I always tidy this, clean this very well. If you look at our very nice, it's okay.
The traders also noted that they have also been mandated by the Oyo State government to keep the market environment clean by sweeping before they leave for their various houses at night, and failure to do so often lead to payment of fine. Mr. Idowu Salawu also explained the other areas in which the project has succeeded, including job creation for hundreds of citizens of the state, directly and indirectly. Even though the project has been able to achieve quite a number of successes, the Clean and Green project seems to have only scratched the surface, as several other areas in Ibadan still remain evidently dirty and unkempt. One of these areas, and perhaps most notable, is the Akedemi Iwo Road Market of Ibadan Northeast Local Government Area. The officials of the Oyo State Ministry of Environment in charge of monitoring the area to prevent dumping of waste on the expressway noted that the task has been quite difficult due to a number of challenges, including lack of a means of identity, among various other ranges of challenges.
This container that they give us to, that they should be dropping their refuse, is full already. But as according to our supervisor, they are going to office to complain about it, that they should come and pack it. Now, they did not pack it. There's no way they can drop the refuse on. They will just be dropping it on the floor. So we have been chasing them. And despite we are chasing them, they will tell us where do you come from? What happened? So as we are to defend ourselves, there's no evidence for us to defend ourselves. And we have been asking for it in the office that maybe at least ID card to defend ourselves. But they are saying that we do it for the meantime. But no, even where we are working before, those people in Okada rider that were there, they will just be telling us that if they beat you here, they beat you the same beating. If they beat you here, that is for your own, it's on your own. So, and it's true, you don't have where to, you just hang around. There's no particular space to stay, you just hang around. So, there are sometimes, if rain is falling now, there's no way to hide ourselves. So, maybe they can provide, maybe kiosk to, maybe we should be hiding ourselves there. So that even if anything happens, maybe there's sun or rain, we have to hide there.
The officials noted that they are sometimes incapacitated in the line of their duty due to some of these challenges. What has been the problem making it almost impossible to achieve the Clean and Green Project's vision in Oyo State? Mr. Idowu Salawu highlighted poor funding, inadequate provision of equipment, among others, as some of the challenges being encountered by the waste management contractors.
Any major thing that is lacking, in my own summary, is this. One, awareness and publicity awareness must be very sound. Two, adequate funding. Three, the right equipment, specified equipment that should be used to protect waste management.
One of the major aims of the Clean and Green Project is to increase the state's internally generated revenue through recycling of waste in the state directly. But how far has the project gone in achieving this aim? Mr. Salami, however, noted that even though there have been several meetings with the Oyo State government through the Ministry of Environment, there have been no change in the status quo.
We have been engaging government and all other stakeholders. In fact, I give credit to the governor. He shows personal interest, but it's like he's not getting the result the way he wants it to be. But he still need to put more effort in his approach so that the result will be what all of us will be happy to see. The Clean and Green program will be a success story. And what I mean by that is that Oyoma, Ministry of Environment, the PSP, and the whosoever the consultant and the contractors are should try to work on the same page so that everybody knows their roles and responsibility. And the government can use that opportunity of putting everybody under the same umbrella, working on the same page to be able to achieve the set goal.
In order to get clarification on these issues raised by the contractor, Agidigbo FM made efforts to reach the special advisor to the Oyo State Governor on Sustainable Development Goals, Mr. Kunle Yusuf, who refused to take several phone calls put through to him, but only replied our text message saying he was in Abuja and could not speak with our correspondent. Has the Oyo State government achieved the goal of waste recycling in Oyo State, despite having commissioned the Awoton landfill since about 6 months ago? The contractor in charge of the project noted that due to lack of equipment, the recycling phase of the project was yet to kick off, but added that the state government was already working on purchasing the equipment through a public-private partnership. What then is the way forward on waste management in Oyo State? A socio-political analyst, Mr. Abiola Kabir Isiak, explained the ways through which the local government authorities can ensure a cleaner environment in their various local government areas across the state.
All the local governments, chairman, as you know, new approaches in sanitation promotion. Local government chairman needs to work on some items in order to inculcate the adequate and effective cleanliness in their local councils, like community-wide approaches. So that means talking about the total sanitation in environment, in community. This will aim a complete change in the behavior of the community as a whole, and not in individual household behavior. So the local government chairman, they should penetrate, they should go around, they should know what is going on in the environment, in community. They should make sure that their community that surrounds their council well cleaned. So this will not allow any diseases penetrate into that community. Secondly, marketing of sanitation goods and services. So that means that one is in the market area. The local government council, they should ensure the adequate and the proper cleanliness in the marketplaces. Let's say, for instance, I could remember what late governor of Oyo State, Abiola Ajimobi, did during his own time. They implemented what we call Thursday sanitation, and it works. So this, if the local government, the newly elected local government, can work with this, it will help them, it will help our market be well clean and develop. Another point that we can drag out is the local government must know, or let's say they should create a trash fishing contest in our waterway to increase awareness about illegal dumping and littering. Moreover, all the local government chairmen, they should call up the commercial drivers. They can have the meeting with them to keep a litter bag in their cars or their recreational vehicle. So the litter should be disposed properly. So doing all these things, we enhance the community. We improve the standard of living of people in that community. So, but moreover, they also need to improve, or let's say, bringing about an improvement in the general quality of a life in the rural areas too. Like accelerating sanitation coverage in rural areas. They're supposed to penetrate into rural areas, not in urban only. Covering schools in rural areas with sanitation facilities, and promote sanitary habits among students. Because in years back, the school implemented something. I can say every Wednesday they will ask the student to bring cutlass from home. So for sanitation, this thing is helping and is improving the school environment. So which student will call the classes then? So I think all these things, if the local government chairman to look into all this, I think it will help them. It will help them. So there should be compile all the newly elected local government chairman that must be well watched. The environment must be well cleaned. The Oyo State government must compel them. All the newly elected local government chairman.
As we continue to watch events unfold on waste management in Oyo State, it is important to note that keeping the state clean always is as much a responsibility of the citizens as it is of the government. We have now come to the end of this week's episode of Digging Deep. Join us next week for yet another interesting episode. This episode of Digging Deep was written and packaged by Adebayo Are and assisted by Olawale Ogunbusola. Special thanks to our executive producer, Adebayo Yusuf Gray, and the producer, Zainab Sani, and Titilayo Akonde for their immense contribution to the success of this investigation. Do you have a story tip for us or a matter you would like us to investigate? Send us a message on 0813-663-3938. I am Adebayo Awe. Thank you for listening.